USA News, I'm Lance Pry. As the national debt is roughly 20% higher than America's GDP, posturing continues on both sides of the debt ceiling and budget debate. When the dust settled after yesterday's meeting on the issue in the Oval Office, there's still no deal to raise the debt ceiling.
President Biden met with congressional leaders at the White House to discuss raising the debt ceiling. After the meeting, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said nothing positive came from it.
Everybody in this meeting reiterated the positions they were at. I didn't see any new movement.
For his part, the president thought it was productive and hasn't ruled out a temporary extension of the debt ceiling. Republicans refused to raise the ceiling without spending cuts. Democrats say there must be a clean bill with no strings attached. Another meeting has been set for Friday. I'm John Schaefer.
After steadily slowing for nearly a year, consumer price data to be released today will likely show the U.S. inflation remains stubbornly high in April. The official report comes out at 8:30 Eastern. Pricier gasoline, apartment rents, and possibly used cars are among the items that may have accelerated inflation last month. Federal prosecutors have filed criminal charges against New York Representative George Santos.
The nature of the charges remains unknown, but initial reports said Santos is expected to appear in federal court in New York as soon as Wednesday. Top Democrats and some Republicans have called for Santos to resign following allegations of criminal behavior and lies about his personal life and professional record, even on the campaign trail. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A journalist working for a French news agency was killed in Ukraine during a rocket strike near the eastern city of Bakhmut yesterday. 32-year-old Armand Soldin, a Bosnian-French video coordinator, is at least the 15th journalist to be killed while reporting on the war since Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine on February 24, 2022. USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The Boeing company struck a deal to sell as much as $40 billion in 737 MAX jets to Ryanair, a victory for the plane maker as it works to re-energize its business model and mend relations with the European airline. Ryanair says it agreed to purchase 150 of Boeing's 737 MAX 10 jets, with options to buy another 150 more. Presidential candidate Donald Trump's New York civil case has found him liable in some of the complaints.
E. Jean Carroll says the world finally knows the truth now that a jury has found former President Trump liable in the case, ordering Trump to pay Carroll $5 million. But the jury said Trump was not liable for rape, as Carroll had implicated him for. Instead, jurors found Trump liable for sexual abuse and defamation. Even still, Trump pushed back, calling the verdict a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Actor Robert De Niro is a dad again. A representative for the actor confirmed yesterday. The Oscar winner first shared the news on Monday in an interview with ET Canada to promote his new film, About My Father. Speaking of fatherhood, in the interview, the 79-year-old politely stopped the interviewer when she mentioned De Niro's previously known six children. De Niro corrected her by saying, seven, actually, I just had a baby, end quote. De Niro has six children from previous relationships, but it's unclear who the mother of his seventh child is. Lance Pry, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.